The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
When you're sitting and walking, is invoking gratitude. Invoking gratitude. I'll share a second story from a monastery within before I say a little more about the practice itself. So you might have heard this story before from Gail reading it or myself. I love this story. It's called The Monastic Alternative, and it's out of his book, A Monastery Within. As a teenager, she often visited the monastery. She was deeply attracted to the monastic life. The Buddhist path to liberation was what had the most meaning for her. When she became an adult, she planned on joining the monastic order. However, when she turned 21, her older sister and her sister's husband died in an accident, and she became the foster parent for their two young children. In addition, her own parents had become quite old and needed her help. As the only income earner in the family, she had to work long hours every day. She loved to meditate, but with all the work and caregiving she had to do, she had no time for it. Since she was not able to fulfill her aspirations for following the monastic path, she went to the abbess of the monastery and asked how she could follow the path with the life she had to live. The abbess said that if she couldn't meditate, then the best alternative is to be grateful for everything. So with that, the practice offering for today is to be grateful for everything. It's a pretty radical stance to be grateful for everything. For everything? Really, for everything? Couple of notes. One is not that you should be grateful for everything, because if you invoke that, I should be grateful for this, I should, it becomes force. It doesn't become a practice anymore. It's more allow yourself, invite gratitude in for everything and see how that shifts things, how that shifts the practice, your stance. Been practicing with this, and it's interesting the effect it has on the mind. I can say more, but I'll save that for our conversation afterwards. And again, it's a very gentle invocation to drop in. It's not that you should be grateful. Is it just inviting gratitude as you're walking out and feeling the cool air on your skin? Ah, just gratitude for everything. Maybe I'll do share a story. It changes the perspective of mind. I think yesterday I was in the kitchen and I was trying to open something and it was out, so there wasn't enough of it. And then this invocation came up to be grateful for everything. And I start to laugh, to be grateful for not enough of this ingredient left. It just changes the perspective of life. It brings sometimes humor, sometimes it's really the perspective of the enlightened mind to have gratitude for everything, is the spacious, liberated mind. So by bringing this practice into the yet-to-be-liberated mind, we're invoking that, we're pointing in that direction. So hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, it's okay, let it go. But invoking gratitude for everything. So